Long Dialogue, Skill 5, Campus Gym. Listen to part of a conversation between a student and a clerk in the campus gym.
Hello. Could you please give me some information about using the campus gym?
I would be happy to. We have just received some great new equipment. There are now 40 pieces of cardio equipment, including treadmills, rowers, bikes, cross trainers, and steppers. We also have 34 weight machines, including 24 weight benches, plus two lifting platforms with Olympic lifting bars and weights. We also have balls, punching bags, and rollers. There are four TVs in the weight room. There are also two tennis courts, four squash courts, and four racquetball courts. There is a sign-up sheet in the racket sports area to the left as you go through the door. The tennis courts get particularly busy.
That sounds terrific.
If you are interested in getting fit and would like a personal fitness appraisal, we can arrange that for you. If you are a full-time student, the cost is $35. Staff and faculty pay $50.
Is there a monthly fee to join?
You have a choice of paying a drop-in fee of $3 each time you come or paying a monthly fee of $30.
What hours are you open?
We open at 6 a.m. and close at 10 p.m., 7 days a week. However, there are peak times. The weight room is frequently full. It is best if you can plan your workout for non-peak times. We have done a graph which shows the busiest time blocks. It is posted on the bulletin board at the entrance.
Are there a lot of rules and regulations?
Mainly just the usual safety rules. Towels are compulsory in the weight room. Towels are available to rent at the front desk. Gym shorts, shorts, and shoes must be worn. On the squash and racquetball courts, black-soled shoes are not allowed. During busy times, workouts on equipment should be limited to 20 minutes. Here's a list of regulations if you would like to read them at home.
Thanks. I have never used such sophisticated gym equipment before. Is there someone to show me how to use the machines?
There is always a supervisor in each room.
Moreover,
every Monday evening between 8 and 9 p.m., one of the fitness trainers holds equipment demonstrations for anyone interested. There are usually four or five in a group, except the first couple weeks in September when we get inundated with new students.
How can I arrange for a personal fitness assessment?
I could book you one right now if you like. When would you like to come?
Well, I don't have any classes on Thursday morning until 11. How long do they take?
They usually take between an hour and an hour and a half.
So, would I be able to have an appointment at 9 on Thursday?
We're booked this Thursday right until noon. Could you come at 5 on Thursday?
Yes, I guess so. I am finished at 3 on Thursday.
Well, I also have an opening at 4 on Thursday. Would you prefer that to the 5 p.m.?
Yes, I think so. I wouldn't have to wait around. That sounds good. Do I need to bring anything?
Just your gym clothes and a towel.
Will the person assessing me give me specific exercises to do?
Yes, first they will assess your body mass, muscle tone, and etc. During the last half hour, they will explain the most important areas for you to work on and give specific instructions on doing so.
Do I get a written report?
No, but we keep notes on file. You could also make notes yourself.
That is a good idea.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. How much is the monthly fee? Number 2. Which of the following is not included in the rules and regulations? Number 3. When will the man show up for the fitness assessment?